Lawrence, did you want to make a comment?
One of the things we're looking at in our community, because I worked the 2 years on the QuadSet program when it first initiated, and one of the things we're looking at is, you know, if they're a police officer, they're there to enforce the law. They've got local government responsibilities under the Local Government Act. And one of the problems arises when they try to be a community person. And it confuses them. It confuses the young officers that come out there. It confuses the community because they don't know where they're at or what they're supposed to do. Because one of the things with this trust and respect, when you look at the trust and respect in the community, you need to understand the dynamics of the community. Sometimes your trust has got to be built on watering down your authority, letting the individual off, or letting them go. The other thing is that respect will come back from that community. That respect then is earned. They get the trust and they get the respect by watering down their authority, which they have to enforce the law on that community. And one of the biggest problems is that as a police officer, I believe firmly that you're there to enforce the law, irrespective of whether you're black, white, or whatever. That's your job. That's your legal requirement to do that. And when we start looking at the cultural aspects of it, what we need to look at, we've got non-Indigenous people in police uniforms. We've also got Indigenous police that are in the uniform. Okay, so if you want an Indigenous, one of the best, Indigenous people need to deal with their own Indigenous issues. And you've got that aspect there because they trust. When I worked on there, they'd come up and they'd go to an officer who would be less lenient in enforcing the law. They'd come to someone else where they know they're going to get off, or they'll go to someone that they know that's going to enforce the law. So that trust and respect plays two ends within our community. It can go against you or it can go for you. And our community people where I live, have actually used that. And the attributes of that individual, because a lot of the times if they're enforcing the law, we're having a lot of our disputes on our communities. And what happened was they were getting him just discharging them for fighting. And then because they got really annoyed with this because it's been going on and on and on, they charged them with a fray under the criminal code. And that didn't go down too well. That put a lot of people offside because the actual people that were fighting got in there and just had a bit of a scuffle and it was finished. And, I mean, they used the actual criminal code for particularly for that. And there are times that these officers have been charged. We've had riots out there with 20 years. We've had riots with sticks. And these people, not one was even charged. So that really put a lot of people offside. So what we need to look at, because one of the other things is Indigenous people, I think a percentage of the Queensland Police Service should employ, like most organisations outside, say, okay, 5% of Indigenous people are going to go back to communities. They need to go back there to deal with a lot of our issues. Because we had a riot out there about a month ago. And the police were driving up and down, and these kids were throwing stones at the blue and red lights flying around. We had three citizens arrest. Three community people went over and grabbed three of these perpetrators and took them up to the police station. We had a Indigenous Queensland police officer on leave, walked over and grabbed the ringleader and walked back to the police station with them. And when they came in, the officer in charge, when they came in and sat with the council saying, this is what we done, not one mention of those individuals that were involved in that confrontation that fixed it, they didn't even get a mention. I was pretty upset over that. Because that's what's happening, because, you know, in the respect, they will use trust and respect. You've got to understand the community. You can't learn it, what the Queensland Police Service is teaching. It has to be on the community. Because when you're dealing with an issue, sometimes when you're dealing with conflict, the actual person that's going to do that is not always the immediate person to that family. It could be the uncle or the auntie down the road or someone else. You've got to understand the dynamics of where the leadership falls. And one of the best ways we're doing that, when we worked on the QuadSet, we had a meeting where we would go out as the QuadSet officers, sit down and talk to the community people, tap into their own personal culture, look at who were the leaders, were the potential leaders and what type of leader they were, then go back to the Queensland Police Service. Okay, if this situation arises again, you don't deal with them two fighting. You let them go. You go over here. You deal with that person because that person can stop that. And that's something that you don't learn.
Well, Lawrence, you've raised a number of matters there. One of them, I think, is the need for consistency in how police deal with things, not to deal with it one way this time and another way another time. But one of the earlier things you raised was the... You said that the... I thought you were saying that involvement of police with the community can lessen their ability to enforce the law.